Turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. I want to read one passage of Scripture, and verse 14. Galatians 6, verse 14. The Word of God says, "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the reading of your word. And Lord, now let your Holy Spirit just fill our hearts, that Lord, we might see what you'd have for us today. And we'll give you the praise. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. The cross of Christ. Paul was a great warrior for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he knew what God did in his life, when God changed his life, when God saved his life. And he says here, "God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ." Now that kind of sounds strange to me in a way, because we have so many songs today about the cross and glory. We sing glory to his name down at the cross where I first saw the light. The cross today has become a symbol of honor. And we wear them on our lapels. We wear them on our shirts. I've got a beautiful tie that's got a cross. We put them in front of our churches. We put them on our steeples of our churches. But when Paul wrote this scripture, it was not that way at all. For the cross that he talked about and glorifying was a symbol of disgrace, a death. When someone talked about the cross, they knew that on the cross people were crucified. The Roman soldiers were good at this. So why do we rejoice today? Why do we glorify the cross of Calvary? The reason is the one who died on the cross. That's the reason we glory in the cross. Jesus Christ, I think you saw it, he died upon the cross. He was buried, and then he rose, and now he's seated at the Father's right hand. And therefore, when he said, "It's finished, the work of salvation is done," we can glorify in that because of what Jesus Christ did for us. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to your heart where you can say at the end of this service, "Preacher, I want to trust Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to live with Christ." We say today we glory in the cross of Christ. Why do we glory? Because we glory because of the message of the cross. When we talk about the cross, we're not talking about a piece of wood. That's styrofoam, but it's not a piece of wood. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about what happened on the cross. When we talk about Christ's death, we talk about what happened on the cross. And we talk about the message of the cross. We read in verse 12 and 14, "As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross." Now here, they were saying that there had to be more than the death of Christ. They said, "You must be circumcised." Paul fought this battle over and over again in the starting of the churches. They kept saying, "No, you have to do something more than Christ did." They wanted to kind of make themselves look good, these Judaizers and the scribes and the Pharisees. They wanted to make themselves look good, so they said, "Listen, if you want to be a follower of Christ, not only do you have to accept what Christ did on the cross, no, you have to be circumcised. You have to do something else." And Paul said, "No, no, no, God forbid." You see, he said, in order to go to heaven, all you have to do is receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. The work that Christ did on the cross, it is complete. There's nothing else. Even in our day, we have people that say, well, preacher, you know, there must be more than just believing and putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe you got to go out and do some good works. Let me tell you, you don't have to work your way into heaven. You can't work your way into heaven. I'm not good enough to get into heaven. I simply trusted Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Our good works is not good enough. So one day I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Simply by faith, we make it into heaven in our Lord Jesus Christ. If you had to add your own works in order to merit God's salvation, then we could never do it. They were saying that the way of salvation is the way of circumcision. And Paul said, no, the way of salvation is the way of the cross. That's what you find in the Bible. They were interested in just making themselves look good. They wanted those Galatians to be circumcised so they could say, well, you know what we did? Look what we did. We got new converts. And it still goes on today. Some people want to play a numbers game in churches. Well, our church is running this. Our church is running that. It doesn't matter what your church is running. It matters what you do with Jesus Christ. Those faithful few in our lives, are we growing as Christians? If I say Christianity is just another religion, you know what society says? There's no problem with that. If I say one religion is as good as the other, society says, oh, well, there's no problem in that. But if I stand up here and preach that the cross is the only way to heaven, the religious world is not going to be very happy with me. They will call me narrow-minded. They will call me all kinds of things. But in reality, what the Bible says, Jesus says, I am the way. And then he says, no man cometh to the Father, how? But by me. Now that's not what I say, that's what Jesus says. Jesus says, I am the way, there's no other way. And Paul says, God forbid that I should boast except in the glory of the cross. The message that we have is a message of salvation. Some people say, well, I don't like that, preacher. Well, if you don't like it, it's God's plan, not mine. So you take that up with the Lord. He says, you must come by me. The cross is the message of salvation. I love that old song, I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I will ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. If you're here this morning and you've never received Jesus Christ, well, you need to come by the way of the cross. It is the message of salvation here. Not only that, it's a message of separation. Look what he says in verse 14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the glory of Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me. That means separated. Dead to him. When we become Christians, when we invite Jesus Christ into our life, when Paul came to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, the world lost its appeal. I don't know about you, but every day that I get older and older, the world loses its appeal to me. You know, when I was young, I thought, well, man, I got to have this, I got to have that, I need this, I need that. Those things are of the world. But now I realize, you know, the closer I get to heaven, the more I just want of God. I want to draw near to God. And that's the testimony of those who come to Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the difference between people. The world loses its luster. And the world loses its attraction for you and I. The world behind me, the cross before me. I bid farewell to the way of the world, to walk in it never more. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. The world is crucified unto me. We saw last week in our service a picture of baptism as we saw people baptized in the waters. Baptism pictures the separation that Christ brings into the believer's life from this old world. He's buried with Christ and raised to walk in a newness of life. Oh, that's a beautiful picture when we're raised out of that water to walk in a different way. I can remember the children of Israel. When they were leaving Egypt, they walked to the Red Sea. And there over the Red Sea was a beautiful land of Canaan. On their way to the promised land, they were crucified unto Egypt. They separated themselves from Egypt when they crossed the Red Sea. They said, goodbye, Egypt. Goodbye. And God separated them. And when I believe a person is baptized, when they come up out of that water, it's saying, goodbye, world. Goodbye. No longer do I live the life in this old world. I live separated from the world. I live different from the world. I don't do the things I used to do. I don't go to the places I used to go. I don't talk like I used to talk. Our lives are different. That's what the message of the Bible is. That's what the glory of the cross is. It's a message of salvation, and it's a message of salvation. No wonder Paul said, listen, I am crucified with Christ. Not only that, he says here in verse 15, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. Oh, that's the miracle of the cross. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, you know what? When I accepted Jesus Christ, I became new. I had a brand new life in Christ. When you come to Jesus, you're not only experience a death, it means you experience a life. I begin the life more fuller, a life of love, a life of joy, a life of peace. I was, as Jesus says, born again, dead to the old life, but a new life in Jesus Christ. I've been born again. And when you come to Jesus, that's what you do. You're spiritually born again. He said, Nicodemus, unless you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And when you become a new creation in Jesus Christ, you become alive to a different dimension around you. You realize the spiritual things around you. You see things differently than you used to see. The life in Christ is an exciting adventure. I don't know about you, but man, it's been a ball. I've been saved now since I was 21 years old. And folks, the Christian life is, like God says, an abundant life. It is a life of joy. It is a life of peace. It is a life of love. Oh, but let me tell you something. There are heartaches along the way. There's troubles along the way. There's sicknesses along the way. We, as Christians, are not exempt from those things. But with Christ in our life, we go through them a whole lot better. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I believe that with all my heart. God hasn't left me when I get in trouble. God hasn't left me when I get sick. No, He's there. He's closer to me. I draw closer to Him. So many times when we're sick and so many times when we're in trouble, that's what draws us closer to Christ. Everything about you when you're born again is alive to God. And alive is where things really matter. Some people are living in the darkness of an old life. They've never accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. I talked to a man not long back. He was lost in the darkness. He'd never become alive to Christ. And this is what I got out of him. I am just worn out. Life has not any meaning. There's an old burden of life. And I just simply said, you know what? It doesn't have to be that way. You can have a new life. Now, people are interested in a new life. But when I mentioned being born again, he was down on the world. He was down on God. But you know, that's what the Bible says. I've got good news for you. The good news of separation, the good news of salvation, the good news that your life does not always have to be down. There is a cross on which Jesus died. And in that message of the cross, we find a brand new life and a brand new lifestyle if we'll just let Jesus Christ come into our life. Look at verse 16. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. Here is the principle of life, right there in that verse of Scripture, that guides the believer. The rule, that is a word describing. You know what a rule is? It's a measuring tape. That is a word that describes a measuring tape. He says there's a new guideline for those who are in Christ. You see? A new guideline. And he says that guideline is live in peace and live in mercy. Isn't that wonderful to know? That when you are in Christ, as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them. When you live in Christ, Paul comes to a conclusion here of a disagreement over salvation between him and the Judaizers. Look at verse 17. From now on, he says, or I like what some verse of the Bible says, henceforth. I like that word better than from now on. But from now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, listen, henceforth, it was not uncommon for a soldier to have stamped upon his body the name of his general, because he was a follower of that general. And they literally marked their body, showing they belonged to a particular owner. And Paul said, listen, I bear the marks of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In other words, he had marks upon his body of suffering. Let me tell you, if anybody suffered, you read the accounts of Paul. He suffered as no one else could suffer. He was wounded, beaten, physical pain upon his life, struck with rods, stoned. He said, listen, I'm proud of every mark. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Now, he wasn't ashamed of his jail life. He wasn't ashamed of that because it was for Christ. I wonder, what has being a Christian cost you? Think about it. What has being a Christian cost you? Some people don't want to give anything to God. They don't want to do anything for God. They don't want to get out and work for God. They don't want to go to church for God. They don't want to visit for God. Paul said, listen, being a Christian, I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am not ashamed of that. We like to complain, don't we? Man, we like to complain. I can remember when God called me to preach. We had some real tough times. Let me tell you something. I complained. I'm ashamed of it. I whined. But in 1997, I took a trip, a mission trip. And I went down to Haiti. And I saw little children eating out of garbage piled higher than this building stands tall. Starving to death. When I got back, I said, God, I won't whine anymore. Folks, let me tell you something. We don't have anything to whine about. If you live here in America, God has blessed you. Even if we don't have food to eat every day, you have been blessed. Paul was totally surrendered to Jesus Christ. He was up to his neck with Jesus Christ. Man, he was out there swimming in the deep water for Jesus Christ. Paul was totally for Christ. Can this world see the marks of Jesus Christ in your life? In your heart? What have you given up lately for God? If you're a Christian, what have you given up lately for God? This old world leaves marks upon a man. But let me tell you something. I'd rather have the marks of being a Christian than the marks of sin upon my life any old day. Because sin's wages is death. That's what you're going to earn with sin. I feel so sorry for these people that get up on television and think they came out of a monkey somewhere or a bunch of slime slid up on the ground somewhere. I feel sorry for them because they don't know the same God that I know. They don't believe that God created. They think that, oh, they'd rather believe that somehow or another it just all fell into place. But if you study the Bible and you study about God, you see that God is a created God. I mean, he's a creation God. He made us in his image. Folks, I believe that. I don't believe I came from a monkey. If you want to believe you did, that's fine. But I think God created me just like he wrote in the Bible. And when you read the Bible, you see that everything in the Bible is coming to pass just like God said it was going to. And I believe one reason we have so many problems today in our society is because we have turned away from God. God didn't leave us. And when you get to heaven, God's not going to be looking for medals upon you. He's going to look for the scars that you bear for his name's sake. So where are the marks of the cross in your life? Paul says, you know, I glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus wants to write his name upon our heart. And I believe He wants to write His name upon your heart this morning if you don't know Jesus Christ. He wants you to say, Lord, would You come into my life this morning? He wants to you to receive Him into your life. He wants you to be born again. That is the message of the cross. It's a message of salvation. It's a message of separation from the world. And it's a message of a miracle. He can change your life. Have you come to the cross where He can change your life yet? That's the first step. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today that if there's someone here that's never received You as Lord and Savior, today might come to You simply by faith, saying, listen, I want to trust Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to walk in a newness of life. I want to live differently. I want more meaning in life than what it has right now. And Lord, we ask that if there's somebody here like that that's never received You, simply by faith they will come, and by coming they're saying, I want to receive Christ. And Lord, I'll be glad to share with them down here. If there's someone here looking for a church home and this is the place You've led them, Lord, if they come, I'll be glad to share with them how they can join this church. Lord, if there's Christians here that need to rededicate their life, Lord, whatever decision we need to make, let us make it now before it's too late. God, we give You praise, for it's in Your name we ask these things. Amen. Would you